Conversation 10, Buying Clothes, Part 4. Now listen to the conversation again. When you're finished, you'll be asked some questions about the meanings of certain words.
Var finns barnkläder?
Här borta. Vad letar du efter?
Jag letar efter kläder till en liten flicka.
En röd kjol?
Ja.
Och en röd tröja?
Nej, inte den.
En vit tröja?
Ja, den var fin. Vad kan jag betala?
Kassan är där borta.
Okay, so here are a few questions for you about the conversation. Question 1. What does the following word mean?
Finns. Finns.
This short word means is or are. Did you get that? Now, let's listen to the expression in a sentence. What does the man say about the clothes?
Det finns en fin vit kjol.
Did you make that out? He said, there's a nice white skirt. In this conversation, you've also come across the phrase
en vit tröja,
which means a white top. If it's an et word that's being described, you will have to add a T to the word white. If you want to describe a house, which is an et word, the word for white,
vit,
becomes
vitt.
Here's how you say a white house. Listen and repeat.
Ett vitt hus. Ett vitt hus.
If there is more than one top or house, you add an A to the adjective. Listen to the extra syllable and repeat two white tops.
Två vita tröjor. Två vita tröjor.
And now in the plural, three white houses.
Tre vita hus. Tre vita hus.
Great. Now get ready for the next question. Question 2. When do you use the following expression?
Ja, den var fin. Ja, den var fin.
Tricky? I hope not. You say it when you want to express that something looks nice. In Swedish, you actually say it was nice. In the past tense, when you say it as an exclamation. The same happens when you want to comment on very good food and say that it's good or tasty. Listen and repeat this expression.
Det var gott. Det var gott.
All right, last question. Question 3. What does the following expression mean?
Letar efter. Letar efter.
Do you remember? The expression means look for. We practiced it earlier in this conversation. Now, let's say, I'm looking for a red skirt. Ready? Listen and repeat.
Jag letar efter en röd kjol. Jag letar efter en röd kjol.
That sounded great. Do you want to practice some more? Then just go back to the beginning of this track and work through it again. If not, you're ready to move on to part 5.